It's a series of obstacles to run through, run over, run around. But it's not anything we don't want anybody to be afraid of. Some people think because it's designed and inspired by Navy SEALs, it's going to be too difficult for them. But we have three events that go on at one time, and one's called the Tadpole. It's only a half a mile long, 1 kilometer. And you could be 4 years old or older to do the Tadpole. And the Bullfrog is the second race, and that's 5 kilometers, 3 miles or so in length. And there's about 15 or so obstacles people will have to encounter, go over, under, or around. And then the big race, the Battle Frog, is probably 25 to 30 obstacles, depending on the city it is in. And it's about 9 miles long. And it's really a family event and an experience for most people. And for some people, it's a competitive event. So we have something for everybody at these Battle Frog races.
So walk me through the Battle Frog, the toughest one of the three.
So if you're showing up to one of our events, you'll sign in, you'll check in, and the first thing you're probably going to see, depending on when you get there, is this helicopter overhead coming down low, dropping out some ropes where SEALs are going to fast rope or rappel out of that helicopter, and they're going to do a SEAL demonstration for the audience. They're going to show the audience one of the capabilities a SEAL team has in taking down a terrorist and capturing a terrorist. That's going to be a fascinating show. The helicopter will fly off. And then the Battle Frog race will start. There'll be a small explosion, and boom, everybody's laughing and smiling, and they're running up to an obstacle, and they might have to jump over it, or crawl under it, or go around it if they don't want to do it. And this will take place for about 25 to 30 obstacles for anywhere from an hour and a half to longer, and that's our big race.
So this was designed by Navy SEALs. How realistic is it?
Well, it's very realistic. The obstacles are just like what we use in SEAL training. And then we have obstacles that are smaller and easier, and some, you know, that are a little bit different than what we have at SEAL training, what we call BUDS, Basic Underwater Demolition SEAL Training. But it is very realistic. The only difference is in SEAL training, you have SEAL instructors yelling and pushing you. Here, we have SEAL instructors motivating and inspiring people. Not so much like they're in a boot camp or a BUDS training scenario.
How much training does somebody need to prepare for the race? I know you're trying to get the word out pretty early, considering at least the race in this area isn't until July.
Right. Well, if they want to compete in the Battle Frog with the elite competitors, those people pretty much train all year long. And sometimes they're runners in high school, or they do something, or they're just athletes. They compete mainly, you know, pretty much year round, or they're just an active lifestyle. Well, the real truth is you can still compete in the Battle Frog, the big race, if you're not an athlete. If you just want to go there with your family and friends and enjoy the experience. A lot of people just walk through the obstacles. They laugh. They have fun. They wait till the last person on their team is finished. They jog over to the next one. They might take a break at a water station, get a drink. So it's an experience for most, a race for some.
We're speaking with Don Mann. He's an author and the chief operating officer of the Battle Frog Obstacle Race. What do you want people to know about the Navy SEALs experience?
Well, a lot of what we do in the SEAL teams is classified and top secret or secret. And it can't be talked about. A lot of the missions and a lot of training cannot be discussed. But this facet of training that SEALs go through using the obstacle courses, I mean, it encourages teamwork. It encourages people to have some strength. It encourages people to help one another. And everything that was instilled in us in SEAL training through the obstacle courses, we could take those same values and traits, and we can instill them in our competitors. So if there's a stronger person on the team, that person might go on the obstacle up top first and take the weaker person's hand and help pull them up. And everybody's helping each other out. And throughout the race, there'll be people with strengths, there'll be people with weaknesses, and they'll all help each other out. There's no stress at all on what place most people come in. They just want to go through it and have fun. And they finish muddy and sometimes a little scraped up, but they're just so happy. And they're so proud of themselves and proud of their teammates and family members who they did it with. And before you know it, they're sending their photos all over the Facebook pages and the social media. And they're just talking about that race. And they just look forward to the next one. And they're so excited. And it brings out the best in people.
Two quick final questions. One, the military is planning a drawdown of troops. and as it draws out of Afghanistan. And I would just ask you, what do you think is the overall support level nowadays of the Navy SEALs? Has it died down since the peak, since the capture of Osama bin Laden?
Well, actually, the Navy SEALs very, very proud to have gotten that mission to get Osama bin Laden. And what is happening now is the military as a whole is seeing that these small special units, not only SEAL Team, but the Green Beret, the Special Forces, the Army Rangers, select military units from the Marines, that these small units can get into a country covertly without that big, giant military footprint of the big, big, giant bases, what we've been doing for decades. Now they can get in a small group of people, accomplish a mission, and get out of the country pretty much undetected, a lot of times with very, very little support, and they're in and out, the mission's accomplished. And the United States military as a whole is seeing that there's a whole lot of benefit of doing it that way. It's not like the old World War One, World War Two, Korea days where you need these big, giant bases and staying in these countries for years and decades. We're trying to do things differently now in the military.
Finally, you're raising money for the Navy SEALs Foundation through this race. What does it do?
Well, we're actually raising money for four Navy SEAL foundations. And all four of the foundations, we take profits from our company, from BattleFrog, and we split them up with these four foundations. And these foundations are taking care of families. They're supporting families who've lost SEALs, either through training or in war. And these SEALs who may have had children, the funds go to these children, and we take care of them all the way through college. And that is one of the biggest aspects of our race that most veterans and most of our military guys are so proud of, that they're giving back to the Navy and the SEAL community, not only financially, but with the things we've learned in SEAL training. So that's what inspires, most of us.